2 Peter chapter 3. This is now, beloved, the second epistle or letter that I write to you, and in both of them I stir up your sincere mind by putting you in remembrance, that you should remember the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord and Saviour through your apostles. So I suggested that Peter's writing this letter to the Jews he'd baptized. He did 3,000 in one day in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem. And now they've been persecuted and they're scattered all over. And he's writing to encourage them and to remind them. That's why he keeps talking about remember, remember. Because he realizes that they've slipped away. And this can be true of all of us, that you can hear the gospel, be baptized, and then sort of stop really being aware of it, and it all gets a bit distant. And he's saying, don't be like that. This is all wonderfully true. Knowing this first, that in the last days mockers shall come with mockery, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For from the day that the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. This is the problem. People say, oh yeah, you know, the sun still comes up. Every day is a bit similar to the one before it. It's gone on like this from creation. And he's saying, look, there's going to come a point where all this will change and Jesus will come back. And that is what we've got to remember, that this world that seems so solid and just drag on and keep on and on going on is all going to stop, that one day time will end and Jesus will come back. For this they willfully forget that there were heavens from of old and an earth compacted out of water and amidst water by the word of God, by which means the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. So at the time of the flood, the world or the society in which they lived was destroyed. Judgment really did come, even though people thought that Noah was just droning on with the same old message, but it really did come. For the heavens that now are and the earth by the same word have been stored up for fire, being reserved against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. So he's saying that as the earth or society, let's say, because a physical planet wasn't destroyed by water, but just as the world, the society, was destroyed by water, so it will be destroyed by fire in the last day. It doesn't mean that the physical planet or the stars or whatever will be destroyed, no. Why would God do that? He's promised to give us the eternal inheritance of this earth, as he promised to Abraham. And he's going to use fire to judge the wicked system that is on this world. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So God doesn't see time as we do. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I think that's why things delay, because God wants more people to be saved and come to repentance. I mean, if Jesus had come back, let's say, 100 years ago, we wouldn't be here. So he's delayed because he wants our repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief. Then the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall be dissolved with great heat, and the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. So again, he's talking about society, not the physical planet, just as the society in Noah's time was destroyed. Seeing that these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy living and reverence toward God, looking for and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens being on fire should be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. So again, he's talking about a society that is going to be replaced. Wherefore, beloved, seeing you look for these things, give diligence that you may be found in peace, without spot and blameless in his sight, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. In other words, the fact that he's delaying, as it were, is for our salvation, we who live in the last days. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things. In his letters there are some things hard to be understood, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do also the other scriptures. Therefore, beloved, you, knowing these things beforehand, beware, lest being carried away with the error of the wicked, you lose your own stability. That's what's so important, to have a stable faith, to be absolutely sure that Jesus is coming, and that one day this is really going to happen, and we are to live our lives according to that. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.